This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know, when our show was a lot smaller 10 years ago, 15 years ago, we could open the phones up specifically for Marines, Army, current active duty, Border Patrol, Homeland Security. We could open the phones up at a university where something was happening. We'd have callers and people shooting video for us. But now, because the show's much larger and folks know about the NSA and there's this culture of fears, you see all just that kook Alex says they're tracking everybody. Then the DEA is doing parallel construction, setting people up. Oh, yeah. Now that it's all out and confirmed, and Zuckerberg says cover up your webcam, and then, you know, the smart TVs are watching you, it's like, oh, Alex, I run into cops all the time. Listen, we can't call in. We might get in trouble. You're going to lose everything if you get in this national security attitude where your free speech doesn't exist because you're a secret agent and can't talk about how Obama ordered you to have the border open. We've not had one Border Patrol agent call in, or ICE or customs person. And on a regular day, we got Border Patrol calling in, former DEA people, you name it. But see, notice today, because they know. I mean, Obama's up there threatening everybody not to talk about his crimes. And I guess at a certain point, you know, we just roll over and that's the end of the country. And then follow the orders to go out and persecute the press because they're not cowards, because they're willing to come down and cover what's going on. Our reporters are coming on at the bottom of the hour to break all this down. Stories up on drugsreport.com. Feds arrest press for reporting on open border. InfoWars journalists disarmed and held by federal agents. And we probably want to add the headline for 2 hours. And we're told they were under arrest. So there's a lot of the video. And there's the video the day before where the state police run up behind them, almost hit them. Then they pull over and talk to them nicely. It's like, what are you doing? We're just here. Yeah, we got hidden cameras down here. And we're, you know, the motion cameras, and we're getting people coming across. We're getting drugs coming across. And that's what, again, they're scared of. I'm going to go out to break with what they're scared of. This is this is our crew exposing drugs, exposing illegals, and the Border Patrol completing the smuggling process. Here it is.
Happened. So while we're there, you probably read it. It was in Drudge, who's great, by the way. Drudge is amazing. But the story in Drudge, and big story, it's all over the place now. Guys swimming across, and big bags of stuff, drugs, swimming across the river, right? Swimming right across. And they put the drugs, and actually the camera crew, or the reporters, were petrified because they thought they were going to be killed. Because they're showing this on camera. The guy's carrying bags of stuff. It was drugs.
What happened today in particular is that the Border Patrol dropped off some, they call them detainees, but right. Obviously they're not detained after they drop them off. Mm-hmm. And normally they have tickets or arranged transportation to go somewhere in the interior. Well, today, apparently for some logistical reasons, some of them hadn't had transportation arranged, or their transportation is tomorrow.
Right.
And so we're having to find places to shelter them for tonight. So we've accessed some resources that we have. We're going to shelter them here tonight.
So why is the Border Patrol bringing them here?
They're not bringing them here. They're bringing them to our bus terminal because that's where the Border Patrol understands that they have transportation to go to the interior.
Right.
So they're dropping them off. It was our understanding that they were dropped off with tickets or with vouchers for tickets. It turns out some of them didn't have their ticket or didn't have their voucher, or, like I said, their bus is until tomorrow, so they got nowhere to stay. Our bus terminal, the city of McAllen, the bus terminal is not a 24/7 operation,
right.
So we've got to put them up somewhere else. So for tonight, we're doing the best we can with this resource, which thankfully one of our neighboring cities made available to us, and we're going to put them up here tonight. Tomorrow we'll have a little chat with the Border Patrol and see what's going on.
More when we come back. This is our new footage from last week. As people pour in, the Border Patrol gets them and then takes them to get food, takes them whatever, doesn't do a medical exam, throws them on private buses, pays for it, bye-bye. And the Border Patrol is desperate at least the Border Patrol following Obama's orders, are desperate to cover up the crime. The rest of the Border Patrol is blowing the whistle on them. So it's, wow.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
That's right. The government has been overrun by criminal multinationals that are openly trying to condition the public that they can break any law they want, that they're above the law, whether it's Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, or the Border Patrol, following illegal orders to complete the smuggling process. And by the way, they're finding the clip from Fox News where one of the Border Patrol senior agents said that a few years ago, just weeks after our reporters were tipped off, Ja'Kari Jackson and Don Salazar, Kit Daniels, to go down to the border and actually show the illegals being loaded on buses and shipped into the U.S. Now, I want to go over some of those articles that are on DrudgeReport.com, flashbacks of this. Border Patrol agent, U.S. government, completing the smuggling cycle for illegals. CBS News. Below that article on the left-hand side of DrudgeReport.com, Obama administration, joint effort with corporations, can resettle refugees limitlessly. And then the Daily Caller, just, this is not their opinion. They wrote this off a press release from the White House. Whitehouse.gov. White House announced last week, Scott, we get our info from them, that it was launching a, quote, call to action This is against the Supreme Court, against law. This is so crazy. Asking private businesses to help with the resettlement of refugees. That's the military age jihadis. This could be done without regard to government cap of 85,000 total refugees, including 10,000 Syrian refugees. The number's 20, 30, 100 times that we don't know. We know it's much more massive. In Austin, it's got to be 30,000 or something. You just go to the malls now, and it's just people in full headdresses everywhere. I've shown it. I've shown the video and photos here. It's crazy. And again, it's out of nowhere. And articles all over the country of rapes and attacks and Somalis going crazy, screaming Allah Akbar in Minneapolis, St. Paul last night. It's just everywhere. 15 founding corporations. Guess who's at the top of the list? Goldman Sachs. Going after your guns, going after the family, going after non-GMO crops, going after vitamins and supplements. Goldman Sachs, Goldman Sachs. Oh, guess who else? Google, HP, IBM, JP Morgan Chase & Co., LinkedIn, Microsoft, all the eugenics crew, MasterCard, UPS, TripAdvisor, Western Union. The call initiative is not only to help refugees in the United States, but all over the world. This is the UN organizing them. That's why the former founder of the EU, Peter Sutherland, took the junior job of being over migrants, refugees, and resettlement, because that's the globalist weapon system now. And jihadis make perfect little time bombs. So continuing, in Europe, for example, MasterCard worked with Mercy Corps to distribute prepaid debit cards to eligible refugees traveling through Serbia to get to Western Europe. Approximately 75,000 was distributed to nearly 400 families, individuals. This is just some little minor thing they mentioned. The three main facets of the private partnership program are education, that means organizing them into socialist brigades, employment, you're taking your job, driving down wages, and enablement, getting them into government, getting them in power. And then it goes through education, means facilitating refugee children and young adults, educating and ensuring that refugee students can access schools at all levels, like here in Austin, my alma mater, 230 plus, at the high school. The employment facet includes increasing employment opportunities for refugees. I remember an AP article like 10 years ago that I hammered, and it was the National Banking Association saying, we're going to give illegals bank loans that citizens don't get. Just because they're special, we're going to do it. Just basically fake loans. Again, to incentivize bringing people in to drive down wages. And when they don't pay up, the government then comes in and bails that out. They're just using the illegals as kind of a cutout to run government funds through, but most of it goes to these select corporations and private groups managing it. Do you know how much money the Catholic Church is getting to house the illegals all over the United States? They're getting government money under the faith-based initiative. Billions. Look it up. But Pope Francis has big walls and won't let anybody in where he lives. By the way, Joe Biggs, I was listening to all the stuff our reporters have done, because nobody else will do their job. And I was thinking about Biggs and our crew driving in to an area over the border from El Paso that is said to be the most dangerous place in Mexico, maybe the world. The whole movie that just came out with Josh Brolin, it's so incredibly accurate, according to my sources, Sicaria. She just means hitman, if I'm pronouncing it right, is based right over the border there. They went in. There was the mosque, sure enough. It's now been confirmed. The FBI was waiting at the airport saying, thank you so much for what you did. We need to debrief you. We're not even allowed to go over there. It's so dangerous. Do you have any idea how dangerous that was? Our crew is doing things that is a serious service to this country. And by the way, they're putting their lives on the line and need your support and prayers. And I tell them not to stick their neck out too far, but Biggs, has been a lot of combat and stuff and wants to do it, so he's been over the border. And into the most dangerous areas. And a year later, it was confirmed, yes, there is ISIS in that area. They're coming across. ISIS said they'd do that. And then after we broke that, the head of Southcom came out and said, we know thousands of ISIS are coming through the Caribbean and then through Mexico and then through Texas. Southcom. InfoWars with that story that Judicial Watch and others picked up, that Drudge picked up, forced that out, Southcom came out, the FBI then came out and said, yes, this is credible. And then, of course, it gets shut down politically. So our reporters, if you just joined us, were arrested yesterday and treated like criminals for more than 2 hours for doing their job outside McAllen, Texas. And the state police with the feds are claiming, quote, they were trespassing. But, oh, we're not going to charge you because down the road there's a sign saying state property. No fences, no nothing by the Rio Grande River. Yeah, we live here, too. It's like it's some state preserve, you know, where you walled it off and then you have to give the public access, but you can make them pay $5. You're just declaring it's yours. Kind of like Obama declares the borders open and declares he'll continue, you know, shipping people in even if the Supreme Court says it's illegal. Kind of like Chicago and places say, we don't care what the Supreme Court says about guns. We're still banning them. And it just goes on and on and on. Look at Zimmerman. With these ridiculous Border Patrol agents and state police. What a joke. Hey, well, guess what? You failed, and your boss failed. Obama failed, and Hillary failed. The info's getting out, and I hope Trump picks up on this, too. And we're going to add a video that do put together of why they don't want us there. This is why they don't want us there. The FBI is getting the information. We're forcing the fact that ISIS is there. We're forcing the fact that the Border Patrol has been ordered to complete the smuggling process and causing a national debate. We're exposing the just huge floods of Hondurans, Nicaraguans, folks from China, you name it, are just pouring across. And you know what the Border Patrol knows? I guarantee you they're saying, God forbid, upwards of 10% are from China and the Middle East. Oh, my God. And some of them are even criminal Europeans. What is going to happen when 80% are getting through and these reporters that have a line to Drudge and a line to WorldNet Daily or anywhere else, and align to you, tens of millions of listeners, get Alex Jones's crew out of there. Well, listen, I promise you, we're going to have reporters, and we're going to have crew, and we're going to have clandestine stringers, that just means local news people that we pay, on the side, to get us footage. I mean, you're not going to stop anything. And I think I'm going to have a First Amendment rally down at the border coming up. I mean, it's my country, right? I can go down there and show the treason, right? What do you as citizens, what do you as listeners think about this situation? What do you think we should do about it? Because here's the deal. We're having a big effect. This is great news. But how do we go further to take action? Open phones. But I'd like to hear from people that have worked in the state, the Border Patrol, state police. I mean, I'm not wrong saying this is outrageous. There it is. Top general says Mexico border security now. Existential threat to the U.S. looking to Congress for urgent help. The top United States general in charge of protecting the southern border says he's been able to combat the steady flow of illegal drugs, weapons, and people from Central America and is looking for Congress. Yeah, that's not it. It's not Marine Corps general. It's the head of Southcom. You just type in. Head of Southcom says ISIS coming into the Caribbean, getting into the U.S. It was 2 years ago. It's okay. I'll find it during the break. That's the one we always pull up for some reason. That's another one. This is particularly ISIS. But we did find the clip. This is from Fox News, in case you don't believe CBS and the Border Patrol. This is Hannity 2 years ago after we forced all this out with Drudge. And it's not about credit. It's understanding. If other press would go down and cover this, it'd be a national issue. We could turn this around and fix it. They have to keep it in the dark. They have to keep it secret. So here's the Border Patrol agent talking about how they complete the smuggling process.
Sounds like they're supposed to be protecting this border. You mean aiding and abetting. What do you mean specifically?
Actually, what's happening is that the federal government is actually completing the smuggling cycle by having a parent sending their child to the U.S. border, having them smuggled. That is only part of the smuggling cycle. Then it comes to the federal government steps in. We apprehend them, we process these illegal aliens, and then we release them to their family members in the U.S. We just completed that smuggling cycle. Now, why would anybody want to hire a smuggler when the U.S. government is actually doing it for free?
So in other words, when your agents put their lives on the line, and they're sometimes a violent incidents, and they do their job,
all right, that's Hector Garcia.
The law, they still end up staying. Does that what does that do to the psyche?
That's Hector Garcia. bucking the crime syndicate. They've murdered Border Patrol agents to talk about this. They fired them. They've done administrative hatchet jobs on them. That's a real man right there. That's a patriot. That's the opposite of the thug-like people that our reporters were accosted and illegally detained and legally arrested. That's official oppression.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172, gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
All right, we're getting folks' take on the fact that there is an admitted plan to persecute the Border Patrol, ICE agents, and others to try to expose the fact they've been ordered to illegally open the border. It took us years to get people to even know this was going on. Now the Supreme Court ruled. Obama is just flaunting it. And now they've gone further to harass the press and arrest my reporters because they're so effective and they're all over national news. Well, guess what? You're going to get the opposite response to what you did. Legal action, unfortunately, which I don't want to mess with. I'm not out to get you. But when you're out to get the First Amendment, we're going to stand up. Don't tread on me. And we're going to now, I guarantee it, double or triple the amount of reporters on the border. I mean, because this is ongoing. The globalists will probably, when a Republican gets in, if it isn't Trump, or you know, if Trump doesn't know what's going on, they'll probably leave the border open. I mean, it's just crazy. It's just crazy. And I'm not giving up. Right when people are ready to wake up and take action, Mark, Dennis, Dan, Rob, Jim, Mark wants to comment on the situation from Arizona. Go ahead.
Alex, I think I'm just about as pissed off as you are. Out here in Arizona, there's a law in the books, and I'm sure there's something similar in Texas, that any law enforcement officer, prosecutor, judge, or anybody in between is committing a major felony by the suppression of any information, evidence, et cetera, leading to a prosecution in a criminal case. Now, I think that Biggs and your other reporters are probably being leaned on to get
That's right, because
court.
It's not just official oppression. When they're trying to block people exposing a crime, there's all sorts of statutes dealing with that. It's on the tip of my tongue. It's
Yeah, I know.
It's going to pop in there in a minute, but it, obviously it's a big deal when you've got real reporters that are national reporters that are the real deal being very nice, and you're arresting them, and you're in their face. You are really involved in some bad activity.
When I get into town so I can get on the Internet, I'll try and look it up in Texas law, and I'll send it to your tips line. But people need to understand that there's a whole series of laws for the average citizen to protect themselves, and it's called citizen's arrest. And here it's pretty extensive in Arizona. I'm not sure how it is in...
No, I mean, there's a right to resist. There's a castle deal, and they try to make people forget this is happening or going on. But this is everybody's right. I mean, the police as well, as a citizen. That's how citizens are able to arrest people or stop people or bring people in, or citizens can bring any illegals they find on their property. That's your right. And it's in every state. If a cop is mentally ill or a dog catcher and is attacking you or going crazy, of course you have a right to defend yourself. I mean, that's there. It's codified in law. And they have articles all the time demonizing, you know, folks that talk about that. But it's a reality. Here's my issue. It's illegal what Obama's doing. It's been ruled by the Supreme Court. We've documented it. We're the people that documented it. Okay? Again, it's not about the credit. We're being persecuted because we're willing to go do it and put our names on it when nobody else does. You look at the other reporters for other great sites like Breitbart and some of the others. They will not, most of them, put their names on it because it's dangerous, and I understand why. They've got a few people that do it with Breitbart, Texas, who have got a lot of, you know, say what you want about them, but, you know, they have some courage to be down there. And it's the same thing for Daily Caller. So it's not about the credit. It's about the fact that we have a giant audience on radio, TV, and Internet. Drudge is the biggest thing out there and links to our key stories. So we're being persecuted and suppressed, and it's a big deal. Great points, Mark. Dennis in Texas says he's a retired federal contractor with Info on the Border. What's your view on this?
Alex, I think you guys have been doing a great job down there. You've shown the spotlight on what the situation is. You're not really reporters or journalists. You're actually activists. I think that's the reason.
No, you're right. We're desperate Americans that didn't run the white flag up to the world government. You're right.
Exactly. And that's why they're so afraid of you, because you're not playing by the rules. Okay? But you need help. I think that because the United States is being attacked, the reason they're being attacked right now and overrun by Muslims is because we're a Christian nation that promotes capitalism. It's been very, very successful in this.
They can't compete with us. Exactly. They got to bring us down because world government and collectivism can't compete with Americana.
And they have to destroy it. And the two ways to destroy it is to cow the Christians and destroy the fundamentals of capitalism by overregulating everything.
And overrun us with Muslims, and then make every school teach Muslim awareness, kiss their butt day in some new political correctness crud.
I don't think that these people... I lived and worked in the Middle East for 18 years. I'm going to tell you, Americans, you don't know what's coming. We are all Kafirs. There are only...
Dennis, listen, I've got Joe Biggs and others coming on, but come back with us if you can hold. I want to come back to you so you can finish what you're saying with our reporters still down there at the border being persecuted.
We're on the march.
The First Amendment, folks.
Is on the run.
The First Amendment!
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So you hear about press being persecuted in foreign countries for exposing corruption. We've seen unlimited persecution at record levels of the press by Obama, persecution of whistleblowers that expose corruption. We've even seen leftist publications come out and admit that Obama is many times worse than Bush or any other president in history at this, and now we've seen our incredible reporters, people like Joe Biggs and Don Salazar and Jakari Jackson and just Kit Daniels, the whole great crew that goes down there to the Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California border, and we interview the Border Patrol. We interview them with their faces blurred out. We interview the ICE agents. We interview the heads of the unions. These are good Americans, some of the best people out there, saying we've been ordered to do illegal things. We don't like it. I played the clip earlier. CBS News, Fox News, Border Patrol saying we're ordered to complete the smuggling process. Congress, please stop it. Supreme Court, stop it. Well, they've said stop it. It's been ruled illegal. It was already illegal. Obama continues it. So now our reporters start going down there every week to McAllen and to El Paso and other areas. And, man, suddenly the state police and the Border Patrol are after them. They arrested them, had them put their hands up for 2 hours, took their guns, made them pay to get them back. We look, that's outside of law. My reporters were basically bushwhacked. They were robbed. Just because you got a badge and a gun doesn't mean you're God. And they claim, oh, well, we just say this whole border area is state property. It doesn't say no trespassing. And I looked it up. This is total power grab. But why not? Obama's already outside the law doing this. Obama's already ignoring Congress. Why not? So that's why I'm so upset about this. But the good news is DrudgeReport.com, top red link with all the links under it, CBS News, you name it. In fact, let's take that Hannity clip out of Fox and put it on YouTube and just add the clip itself of the Border Patrol agent saying we complete the smuggling process and add that to the end of the clip where Jakari's talking to the emergency manager and he says the Border Patrol ships them in, puts them on buses, gives them vouchers, and lets them go with diseases. And then the Border Patrol union head last week telling us the same thing. And Donald Trump showing Josh Owens and Biggs getting the drugs being shipped across and it being national news and say, this is why they're arresting our reporters, because they don't want you to know. They need to haul Obama's butt in front of Congress and haul his attorney general that's running all this before Congress and the head of ICE and say, it's illegal, stop it, and now you just won't stop the illegals. You let the diseases in, but you're arresting reporters. So I'm going to go to Biggs and to your calls, and I want to get Zimmerman's take and Allie's take. You know, we're a little bit chivalrous here. She's a lady. She speaks great Spanish. She wanted to go down there. She went down there. That's why I don't like sending ladies down there, but I guess we're being, you know, modern, so, you know, put the women in the combat situation. But I don't even want to say her last name and expose her because the cartels aren't very nice people. They've now started chopping women's heads off down there. But, again, they just don't want you to know this is going on. It's insane. But it's a national news story now, so they failed to get this out. Just recap what happened, what unfolded for people, Joe Biggs, encapsulate this, because from watching your videos and seeing it, I know you guys filmed a lot of this, so they took your cameras. Like, you were talking to them, you said what you were going to do, they came and sit there while you're doing it, acting like you're doing something wrong, and then they grab you and your cameras, and then made you pay them money later to supposedly try to get your firearms, or have you gotten the firearms yet? There's a lot we don't know. Joe Biggs, Infowars.com, reporter, you're now there, I guess, inside a city. Tell us where you've moved to, because I guess you're not supposed to be anywhere in the countryside or near the border, according to judge, jury, and executioner, the Border Patrol. So break this down, Joe Biggs.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. Now we're at the McAllen Convention Center. We're away from the border. Yeah, and we've been told we can't go back down around the border. Anything that's considered a wildlife refuge, anything out like that, again.
Oh, it's for the earth now. Only the illegals can. There's no law, Joe. That's pure bull. Go ahead.
I was charged with criminal trespassing.
Even charged?
Meanwhile, yeah, they gave us criminal trespassing. We had to pay. We were extorted. Had to pay $690 to get our firearms back. We were extorted. I mean, that's plain and clear. What you see police do in Mexico.
Okay. Start over. I didn't realize it was this bad. Oh, my God. So you're like by McAllen at the border where there's people everywhere, folks fishing, you name it, and they're saying press can't be there, and they've actually charged you. I didn't know that. Start over. Walk through what happened, Joe.
So this is what happened. Yesterday, we went out to the border early in the morning. We went and took the SD cards out of the tree cams that we had set up. Cameras you can go buy at Cabela's, you know, for hunters. Set those up so we could kind of monitor the traffic throughout the night, because we got there late the other night. Come back in the morning, pull the cards, we're heading out to leave. And a state police officer stops us and goes, you can't be here. And that's the video that we have up on Twitter where the cops going, hey, you can't be here, this is trespassing. So we were just like, all right, whatever, we're leaving. So we took off, the vehicle turned around and chased us out of there, sped up, got right on our bumper. After we were hundreds of yards away from him, he sped up behind us and then chased us off of there, stayed on the road, and we pulled off and went onto the main road, the paved road. Well, we're sitting here going, well, we have cameras down there. We need to go get them. So we called the local DPS department. We actually went to the location here, the Department of Public Safety, and got a number for a police officer. We contacted that police officer, the state police, And he drove us. He met us at the area where we left our outside where we left our cameras, and he followed us in all the way out there. He then gets out of his vehicle and goes, "This is public property. You can be here. They were wrong telling you that we're trespassing. We have this on camera." A Border Patrol vehicle pulls up Alex. He gets out and he goes, "Yeah, you're fine, man. If you need anything, let me know. If you see any families coming across the border, let us know." And he said, "Just make sure that you're careful. This is a bad area. Bad people do come over. It's not just families. There's, you know, older men, there's drugs, things like that. So just be safe when you're out here." We said, "Okay, thank you for your time." The sheriff or the Texas State Police officer drove off. The Border Patrol guy went back. And we went on to go check on the other camera real quick to make sure it hadn't been messed with. At this point, we've been told that we can now stay. We're not trespassing anymore.
And let's be clear, the Border Patrol has wide open borders under Obama's order, but now they're the Border Patrol telling citizens they're trespassing on public land by a major town. I mean, this is just totally ridiculous. It's like saying you can't walk by the river in Baton Rouge. It's a public right-of-way. I mean, this is so crazy. So please continue.
So we get down to the next camera. Zimmerman and I step out of the vehicle, and we start filming a stand-up talking about how, you know, we were told we couldn't be here earlier, but now we have police show up and Border Patrol saying, in fact, that we could be there. Within a matter of minutes, two vehicles from both directions sped up on us. As I was getting back in the vehicle, we just finished filming the stand-up, and I see the first police vehicle speed at me and slams on brakes, and I jump out of the vehicle. I was like, "What's going on, guys?" And he goes, "Put your hands up, put your hands up." And we're like, "What the hell's going on?" And next thing you know, the other vehicle slams on brakes. Two other officers get out. We're surrounded by four people with their hands at their gun kind of like that, and they're telling us to stand back. They're like, "We don't know if you have firearms. Who are you? You're trespassing." And I'm sitting there going, "No, we're not trespassing."
Now, is this any of the same people from earlier?
No, these are different people.
Now, is this state police or Border Patrol?
No, this was the game wardens.
Oh, the game wardens, of course.
There's four different entities that watch over this piece of land. So they tell us, "Hey, does anybody have a firearm?" Zimmerman's got one on his side. And
oh, God, game
female,
wardens are the absolute worst.
The female game warden comes over and takes and starts yanking on Zimmerman's side, on his holster. She doesn't even know how to pull a gun out of a holster. There's already one
in
the
chamber.
Well,
now I understand, because the earlier... Okay, so now I'm getting one of these those women look so just like ignoramuses. They don't look like any type of police I've seen. I get it, so now I understand.
One of the
ladies
actually...
They would never dare go near a cartel or an actual criminal. They just see a good American to push around. So now it makes sense.
So they're yanking on Zimmerman's belt, trying to get his gun out of his holster. She then leaves the magazine inside the gun, which shows you she has zero experience with firearms, racks it back, ejects the round, by then actually putting another round into the chamber and then walking around with it. So they have zero experience with firearms, yet they can handle them. And they said, "You know, you can't be out here. This is a dangerous area." And Michael Zimmerman's like, "Well, yeah, that's why we have guns with us." You know, meanwhile, we can hear kids coming across the river, and they walk over and look like, "Oh, they're just swimming. They're playing in the river." This is not an area where people play. This is in the middle of nowhere.
So you see illegals coming across in front of these buffoons.
And we're being harassed.
So what happened next?
We as reporters were being harassed and extorted. So we're sitting here, and the guy takes our IDs, and he goes, "All right, I'm running you guys through the system." So they start running our names through the system. Come back and said that, "Oh, well, Zimmerman, huh? You were here last week. We told you, or the federal Fish and Wildlife told you could not be here." They never gave him any paperwork. They never gave any paperwork to Don Salazar.
And it's made up. It's made up. It's all outside of law.
Yes.
It's like telling black people they can't be at a restaurant or something, you know, because they're black.
They have zero proof that they can show on paper any kind of report that was done to show that
you totally have them with the Border Patrol that actually have the jurisdiction. That's the border. That's where the feds have the jurisdiction, and the
exactly.
State police saying that.
But apparently they had to hold us in. So when they called in our names, then this federal Fish and Wildlife game guy hears the names and immediately tells us we have to be held.
Oh, that's who now, Ted Nugent says. Ted knows all the feds. He says they're all overall pretty great people. He says, but the Fish and Wildlife are literal communist demons.
Oh, this was out of control. So at this point, we're told to keep our hands up. And for an hour, we're sitting here with our hands on top of our hands in the sun. It's 100 degrees. And they're sitting here like...
And there's illegals crossing
us.
Right behind you.
Oh, yeah. And it's happening at the exact same time. Here's the thing. We were given criminal trespassing charges. But the night before, we saw two groups of families come over, They weren't charged with anything. No, what happened was a bus came down, picked them up, takes them to the McAllen bus stop. They get a free bus to
Well,
Dallas,
you have footage of them.
They want.
So you have the completion, because you have the footage of them coming across on the bus and taken.
Yeah, they came in, and they have the Border Patrol
sitting
there.
Wow, I can't wait to see
this.
I mean, look at that. It's crazy. And then you are arrested and charged. Wow.
Yeah, but they're released, and they go, well, they have a court date. It'll be 5 years out, but they probably won't make it. But they don't get charged with anything. I got charged as a U.S. reporter, a citizen. I was disarmed.
There's your headline, law-abiding veteran journalist charged for filming on border. I mean, it shows you these people are out to get us.
And the federal Fish and Wildlife guy shows up, and he keeps going, I'm sorry, you know, you're a veteran. Thank you for your service, but I need to take your guns from you. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to write you the citation. You can't have your guns back. Sorry, veteran. I'm so sorry, veteran. Pay this $230 per person to get your firearms back. Like, this is ridiculous. How can I, me as a U.S. citizen, as a journalist, not be able to walk around? And here's the argument that the local game wardens, the Texas game wardens, made. They go, well, if you just pull up Google Earth, the area you're standing at is green, which says it's a wildlife refuge. Well, we actually went and did the research and took screenshots. Where were we at when you pulled back? It's not green.
I know. Plus, I know the federal and state laws. They have to have fences and signs. You don't just show up and say, we want to cover up this area, so we're calling it a wildlife refuge.
There's zero signs that can be seen that say, do not go here, that is trespassing. We saw one sign that was under the Andalusia Bridge, the international bridge to go into Mexico. We saw the sign that says, no trespassing, and guess what we did? We made a U-turn and didn't go that way because we followed the sign. But once we were down
sure,
there,
that's part of the federal facility. That's part of the checkpoint. It's not
but
the freaking side of the river. Sorry, go ahead.
But down by the river, there's no signs. But the game warden goes, well, we haven't really kept up the land, but they're hidden behind other trees now. But they're there, but you just couldn't see
but
them.
But they still charged you. They still charged you.
Yeah, we had to pay a fine to get our guns back. They were taken from us. We were extorted. This is the same stuff you see in Mexico. When families are trying to travel around and the police pull them over and take all their possessions and say, you have to pay this to get it back.
Okay, well,
Why is that happening here in America?
There was a fog of war and it said feds, and then we knew locals were involved, and then we kind of put in the article Border Patrol, and now they were involved to a certain extent as the state police, but I have to apologize now. That happens in fast reporting news. I know, I'm sure Adon got it right, and I'm sure Mikhail Thalen wrote in the article, but we'll just make sure that it's the federal Fish and Wildlife just commandeered things. Now it makes perfect sense to, you know, keep reporters out of the area because the Border Patrol is exposing what's going on. And so then Obama controls the Fish and Wildlife people a lot more.
The Border Patrol guy watches our videos.
Okay, well, I don't make mistakes on purpose, but I that's why I blew up so bad. I'm like, you're asking us to come down here, you're whistleblowing to us, and then you're doing this to our people. But that's how I got the report last night. I guess early on, the reports were it was Border Patrol.
Yeah, well, originally we were out there. The Border Patrol had no issue. The first night we got there, we were behind them as they were talking to these people from Honduras.
Okay, well, then,
and they were fine. They said, walk past us. They didn't care.
Well, do me a favor then. Get with Mikhail and them and just read over the article and then just make sure I got it all right and put a correction at the bottom. So I feel a lot better now. I was really blowing up earlier because I'm just like, you know, you like whistleblow to us and tell us come down here and then you're arresting us. Who are these traitors that were doing this? And now I understand that they were feds in federal uniforms. It looks like Border Patrol, but now I understand what's going on. How many agencies are down there, Joe?
Four different entities govern that small piece of land. You have the Texas State Police, you have the Border Patrol, you have the local game wardens, and then you have the federal wildlife and fish people.
Well, I also got confused because you did have the state police almost run you over yesterday and go crazy.
Yes, I mean, it is ridiculous. The amount of money we are spending to harass reporters, but allow illegals to come through and drugs into our country. Why do you think Donald Trump's so passionate about closing the border down? There's no problem with legal immigration, but there's a hell of a lot of illegals coming over here that get treated better than I do.
Sure.
I freaking served my country. I shouldn't be treated like this. I shouldn't have my firearms taken away. I shouldn't be told I can't be there. That's my land. My tax dollars paid for. That's state land. That's ridiculous.
Well, I want to play this Trump clip where he talked about the video that you and Josh Owens got last year. Just to illustrate, this is why they don't want reporters down there documenting things. And it's not just you. Other press has been harassed. And they tried to harass the Border Patrol not to talk to the press, obviously. So this is what they don't want to see. Donald Trump playing our videos. Here it is.
Happened. So while we're there, you probably read it. It was in Drudge, who's great, by the way. Drudge is amazing. But the story in Drudge, And big story, it's all over the place now. Guy swimming across, and big bags of stuff, shrubs, swimming across the river, right? Swimming right across. And they put the drugs, and actually the camera crew, or the reporters, were petrified because they thought they were going to be killed. Because they're showing this on camera. The guy's carrying bags of stuff. It was drugs.
What happened?
And then we got the emergency manager saying that they bring them from the border and put them on buses and ship them wherever they want to go. I'm going to come back to Biggs and your calls after the break and also talk to some of the other reporters and get their take on what's happening. I'm going to come back to Dennis and then Dan and then Matt and Jim and Shending and others. We do have a guest coming on. Let's get our next guest on about 20 after next hour, so I have time to cover this other news. As a backdrop, ladies and gentlemen, we have other stories like this one. This is from RT. Putin loses it, warns journalist of war. I don't know how to get through to you people. And explains that the West is basically starting a war with Russia. And by the way, that is a fact. Russia's not perfect, and I've never been to Russia, and I don't have some stake in just saying this, but it's truth. The West is starting all of this with Russia and funding radical jihadis to attack them, and it's a big deal. It's now time to realize the world is escalating into global crisis, and the people running our government are the ones trying to cause the global meltdown. They are the enemy.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show, SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Well, I'll say this. Obama and his Fish and Wildlife goons down the border arresting our reporters for just being on the side of a river, exposing the open border. You failed. DrudgeReport.com, top link, left-hand side. Fed arrest Feds arrest press for reporting on open borders. Government completing smuggling cycle for illegals. Obama joint effort with corporations can resettle refugees limitlessly. And we're putting together a very short compilation of Trump talking about our videos and the Border Patrol admitting the border is open and the emergency manager admitting it's open and they're ordered to let them in and the illegals pouring across, as well as the Border Patrol saying we're ordered to complete the smuggling process. The video should be called "This Video Convicts Obama for Treason" or "This is why Obama's arresting the press for reporting on the open border." Because just like all these communists and people beating up Trump supporters makes Trump go up in the polls, if other people would just go down to the border, it is crazy town down there. And you see the illegals come across, the Border Patrol puts them on a bus, takes them to another bus at a restaurant to get some food, and just bye-bye, here's some money, bye-bye, we're not checking you for diseases, bye-bye. If that comes out, it's over for them. So now it makes sense. When they said the feds arrested them, we're updating the article. We actually had it last night. It was Fish and Wildlife signing to the Border Patrol. It's just crazy. And the state police almost ran the guys over, and they were involved too, but were nicer the next day. Just please let us try to fix the country. Just please let us expose what's going on. Please, please just leave us alone. We're already risking our lives down there. I'm going to go back to Joe and your calls. I'm pushing Joel Gilbert back 20 minutes the next hour so we can get to your calls and have the other reporters pop in. But briefly, I haven't even plugged this hour. We are running a special 20 to 40% off on the best durable foods out there at InfoWarsStore.com. We can only do this a few times a year, but because of all the craziness and all the, you know, Deutsche Bank melting down and all the crazy things that are happening and the elite buying armored redoubts and getting durable food, it's smart for patriots to be self-sufficient and ready. This is insurance you can eat. Now's the time to be prepared. 20 to 40% off, and the profit we do make helps fund the operation and what we're doing. And can't you see the big effect InfoWars is having? Thank you for your support. We just sell products we know you need that also help us fight the good fight for freedom. We also have 20% off our best-selling nutraceutical, Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine X2, but that is selling out. So I intend to have this go to Monday, this Independence special, but The X2 may have to stop because I don't want to completely sell out of that. It's going to be about a month until we get more, so take advantage of that. Also, shortwave radio is 20% off. All the non-GMO heirloom, super high-quality seeds, already great prices, 20% off, and a lot more. We've expanded the sale, not just extended it. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to nutraceuticals, right to the supplements, and then you can also call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support. Building a true independent media operation is fearless. Joe Biggs, we want to break about a minute and a half. I'm going to come back with some of the other crew. But just great job. Thanks for doing what you're doing. You wanted to go to the border again. You guys are maniacs. So great job again exposing this. Resistance is victory. Other points as we go to break.
Well, we were charged with a misdemeanor, and we were told that if we come back on federal property like that again, without written permission, without written consent by the government, that we would then be charged with a felony and have our firearms removed.
So, and they're just ridiculous. Claiming just anywhere on the border, period, you just can't be there.
I mean, I guess. I mean, because their own thing they said was if you pull back on Google and it's green, you can't be there. But when we did that on our phones, it wasn't green. So apparently they own all the land.
But that's not even true. They can't let illegals come across and commit felonies against the Republic and dereliction of duty and then like a spider claim that there's some sign back in the bushes, so we're going to give you a felony, boy.
Well,
Bend over and squeal like a piggy. Sorry.
Well, I said I didn't see the sign. I didn't see the sign. Hillary Clinton said she didn't send classified emails, but she was let go and I was given a misdemeanor. She's not even getting a misdemeanor. That's where the problem is.
Well, it's a load of horse crap. We have to fight this now. I understand they made you do a, you know, thing to get your firearms back, but we got to sue them now. Doesn't matter anymore. It goes. We just have to haul their ass in court and put those little beady-eyed commies up on the stand or whatever they are politically. I don't know what they are. This is some kind of weirdo minion of evil. I don't know. What's your opinion on that? Idiots, brain-dead morons, collaborators. We'll be back.